With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Some of America's traditional allies are forging new partnerships with China. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Over the past few weeks, Chinese President Xi Jinping has been hosting several Western leaders who are seeking improved relations with the world's second-largest economy. The list of allies includes the Canadian and British prime ministers. Germany's chancellor is also expected to visit Beijing. These American partners are exploring opportunities with China following clashes with President Trump over tariffs and his demands to take over Greenland from NATO ally Denmark. The president has warned that it's dangerous for U.S. allies to do that. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Lawmakers in D.C. are wrestling with what to do about the soaring cost of Obamacare. Economist Steve Moore urges Republicans to oppose continued expansion of the so-called Affordable Care Act.
What this fight is about in Washington right now is whether we're going to end up with a government-run healthcare system. And, you know, you and I have been talking for years. I predicted this is exactly what Obamacare was intended to do, was just drive the whole system to government control. I don't want the government control over my health care. I don't know about you.
Moore made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. A bomb cyclone brought heavy snow to parts of the Carolinas yesterday and ushered in frigid temperatures all up and down the East Coast. 750 traffic accidents in the state of North Carolina yesterday alone. Fortunately, none of them was fatal. The first standalone trial from state prosecutors in a stream of lawsuits against Meta is getting underway in New Mexico. Jury selection begins tomorrow. Stemming from an undercover investigation, the case could give states a new legal pathway to go after social media companies for how their platforms affect kids. This is SRN News. The Trump administration is expanding its ban on foreign aid to include assistance going to international and domestic organizations that promote transgenderism, as well as diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. An administration official says the State Department has established rules that expand the scope of the Mexico City policy, which bars U.S. taxpayer dollars from promoting abortion abroad. The policy was first established under President Reagan, rescinded by subsequent Democratic administrations, and reinstated by President Trump. According to a new report from the Pew Research Center, about 43% of moms and dads in this country take their children to church at least once a month. Another 56% of parents also say they talk about faith with their kids on a regular basis. About one in five couples tell Pew they're raising their youngsters in a, quote, very religious household, and another 34% say their home is, quote, somewhat religious. This is SRN News. The NBA suspends Philadelphia 76ers Paul George 25 games for violating the anti-drug policy.
A 25-game suspension for Philadelphia 76ers forward Paul George for violating the NBA's anti-drug program. The league making the announcement Saturday, but not disclosing the substance. This is the 35-year-old player's first violation, according to the agreement between the NBA and the Players Association. The suspension will cost him approximately $11.7 million of his $51.7 million salary. I'm Julie Walker.
Carlos Alcaraz has become the youngest man ever to complete a career Grand Slam in tennis. The 22-year-old secured the Australian Open title this morning with a 2-6, 6-2, 6-3, 7-5 victory over Novak Djokovic, who had never lost in his 10 previous finals in Melbourne Park. This is SRN News.